After fleeing from the site of the PTI's high-stakes Islamabad protest, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Chief Minister Ali Amin Gandapur on Wednesday resurfaced in Mansra, where he assured his party workers that the sit-in is still ongoing while the police said that nearly 1,000 protesters were arrested. After a day of clashes between security forces and protesters in the city's red zone ended in the party leadership's hasty retreat, the PTI announced in the early hours of Wednesday that it was calling off its planned protest sit-in for the time being. As PTI supporters inched towards the heavily barricaded Dechauklet on Tuesday, the police and security forces employed intense tear gas shelling to disperse the protesters. What we know so far. PTI suspends protest for the time being. Data services restored in capital, routes reopened. PTI claims at least 8 dead in shooting at protesters. Info minister says no state firing on protesters. PTI's Yousafzai questions leadership's absence, criticizes Bushra. HRCP calls for political introspection, dialogue. Addressing a press conference in the afternoon in Mansra, CM Gandapur said the sit-in is still ongoing, adding that it would not end till PTI founder Imran Khan ordered so. People have died in this protest, we must pray for them, the chief minister said during the press conference held at the residence of KP speaker Baba Saleem Swati. View this post on Instagram. We have been targets of violence, he said, lamenting that the PTI was not permitted to protest whenever it sought to. When we gave the protest call, we said this would be peaceful. Imran Khan said we will go to Dechauk peacefully and we will not go ahead of Dechauk where we are not permitted. Imran Khan Sahib gave this call, and he said this protest will continue until I call it off, CM Gandapur highlighted. The chief minister remarked, it is not necessary that every sit-in has people in it. Unfortunately, our party has been cracked down upon, our mandate has been stolen. Our leader is in jail, our leader's wife was thrown in jail, Gandapur said, referring to Imran and Bushra, who was recently freed on bail after 9 months in jail. We were going peacefully, talking peacefully, and in the end, the government came in our path and inflicted violence on us. Why were bullets rained down on us? The KPCM asked. Terming the planned sit-in a revolution, the chief minister said, if you try and stop it, people will come through other means. Speaking alongside Gandapur, leader of the opposition in the National Assembly Omar Ayub Khan alleged there was an attack with a murderous intent on Gandapur and Bushra Bibi at Dechauk, where they were leading their convoy. We are a democratic and peaceful party. We were shot at, which I gravely condemn, the MNA said. Ayub also called for an investigation into the deaths of 2 policemen and 3 Rangers personnel. He claimed rescuing 5 policemen from Patharja in Islamabad. We are not unjust but others are unjust to us in return, he lamented. Bushra Bibi, CM Gandapur and Ayub were set to address an emergency press conference at 11 a.m. today, according to Taimur Saleem Swati, senior vice president of PTI's Hazara chapter. However, when the 2 men finally addressed the media, the former first lady was not seen alongside them. Gandapur's announcement came after the PTI called off the protest for the time being in the early hours of Wednesday, following the government crackdown on its supporters. A press release shared by the party on its official X account read, in view of the government's brutality and the government's plan to turn the capital into a slaughterhouse for unarmed citizens, we announce the suspension of the peaceful protest for the time being. It added that future plan of action would be announced in light of the directions of its incarcerated founder Imran Khan after the party's political and core committees presented their analyses of the state brutality to him. The statement, issued by the party spokesperson, condemned the alleged killing and terror and brutality against peaceful protesters in the name of an operation. The party appealed to Chief Justice of Pakistan Yahya Afridi to take Suomo to notice of the alleged brutal murder of martyred party workers and order legal action against the Prime Minister and Interior Minister as well as Islamabad and Punjab police chiefs for attempt to murder. We will chalk out the new strategy later after proper consultation, Mohammed Asim, PTI's Peshawar president, told Reuters. He said that Bushra Bibi as well as CM Gandapur had returned safely to KP from Islamabad. More than 10,000 protesters surged into the city on the weekend, defying a ban on public gatherings and a lockdown to skirmish with 20,000 security forces enlisted to turn them back, AFP reported. Overnight, security forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters wielding sticks and slingshots, as roadblocks were set ablaze. The late-night retreat by the PTI leadership, including Imran Khan's wife Bushra Bibi and CM Gandapur, came after the latter was heard telling the protesters to go home, have dinner and return tomorrow. By early Wednesday, AFP staff saw the main thoroughfare towards Islamabad's government enclave cleared of crowds, and security forces in riot gear being bussed away from the area. Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi said in a statement they had bravely repulsed the protesters. On Wednesday morning, the heavily fortified red zone was empty of protesters, but several of their vehicles were left behind, including the remains of a truck from which Bushra Bibi had been leading the protests that appeared charred by flames, according to Reuters witnesses. Women and children collect recyclables from the burnt truck used by Bushra Bibi, after security forces launched a raid on PTI supporters who had stormed the capital demanding his release on Tuesday, in Islamabad on November 27, 2024, Reuters. A rally truck used by Bushra Bibi burns near the red zone after a protest to demand Imran Khan's release, in Islamabad on November 27, 2024, AFP. As PTI supporters faced off with security personnel across the federal capital on Tuesday, with both sides using tear gas and rubber bullets, at least two were killed and over 60 were injured during clashes. The Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences, PIMS, confirmed the death of two civilians and injuries to around 60 persons, including security personnel. At least three injured policemen and 10 civilians were also shifted to polyclinic for treatment. A total of six lives were lost in the 3 days of protests, which included a policeman and three rangers officials who perished in a vehicular accident, officials and hospital sources said. View this post on Instagram. Nearly 1,000 protesters held, Islamabad IG. Meanwhile, the Islamabad police chief said the law enforcement agencies had arrested nearly 1,000 protesters after crowds were evicted from the federal capital in a sweeping security crackdown. Addressing a press conference, Islamabad Inspector General of Police, IGP, Ali Nasir Izvi said 954 protesters were arrested between Sunday and Tuesday by law enforcement agencies when the crowds came within 1.6 kilometers of the government enclave. He said that 610 of the arrests were made only on Tuesday alone. "We will not tolerate any terrorist activity," Rizvi said. "How can you call it a protest when law enforcement personnel are fired upon, or when public property is damaged? This is not protest, this is terrorism, and terrorism is a form of crime," the IGP said. He warned that the protesters and those who instigated them would be booked. According to the IGP, the demonstrators wielded every kind of weapon during the rally. They were armed with AK-47s, they had pistols, every kind of 7.62mm weapon and sniper rifles, he said, adding that protesters used tear gas and slingshots to attack law enforcement personnel. The IGP added that over 200 vehicles were impounded by police, while 39 weapons were seized, including Kalashnikovs, pistols and 12 bore weapons. "These terrorists brought them and used them on police," Rizvi said. 71 law enforcement officers were injured over the last 3 days, with 52 of them injured only yesterday, he said. Of those 52, 27 have suffered firearm injuries. PTI's Yousafzai questions leadership's absence, criticizes Bushra. Separately, in another instance of apparent reservations among the PTI, former KP Minister Shaukat Yousafzai questioned why the party's central leadership was not seen at the much-touted protest. "No one from our central leadership was there," Yousafzai, the party's KP secretary-general, told Dawn.com. PTI leader Shaukat Yousafzai speaks in a video statement. Via Umar Bakker. "Where did our leadership disappear? Where were Barrister Gohar, Salman Akram Raju and, Sher Afzal, Marwo? He asked. The people who call themselves leaders, where were they? I only saw Ali Amin Gandapur, Assad Kessar, Omar Rayab and Ali. The other leadership was not seen, why was that? The PTI leader also said it was a mistake to term the protest a final call. We are politicians, we must pay attention to the mistakes we make. This protest should not have been called final call. Yousafzai also questioned why there was no dialogue with the government, taking aim at why Bushra's decisions regarding the protest were heeded. Referring to KP government spokesperson Barrister Mohammed Ali Saif's statements of Imran agreeing to the government's offer of an alternative protest venue, he wondered, why was this not followed? Who stopped it? Gandapur was made a sacrificial goat. He had pressure from the workers and the party, the PTI leader told Dawn.com. Now the question arises that Bushra Bibi didn't have any authority. Yes, she is Imran's wife, she has a lot of love for him. But the party's decisions should have been made by the party, he added, referring to Saif saying that the PTI founder's wife had not agreed to the venue proposal. Why did they sideline the party's old workers and leadership? The PTI leader asked, stressing that party supporters came on Imran's call, not someone else's. If someone said Bushra wasn't listening to them, then she should have been removed from the party. Why cause all this chaos in the party? Yousafzai asked, terming it cruelty with the PTI and Imran. We are political people, who stopped us from doing dialogue. Who decided not to go to Sangjani, and why? All these questions are what the workers will ask, and we will have to give answers, he asserted. But what did we do? We caused the party so much loss. We just abandoned our workers. Policemen fired tear gas shells to disperse PTI supporters during a protest demanding the release of former Prime Minister Imran Khan, at the Red Zone area in Islamabad on November 26, 2024, AFP. While Yousafzai acknowledged that the party needed to review our own mistakes, he also decried the cruelty that the government inflicted, which is not something secret, comparing it to the Israeli administration. Nevertheless, the ex-minister also hailed that people showed up in such large numbers and braved hardships to reach Dichauk to support the PTI. There was a one-sided crackdown on the people. Political culture has been ruined, he said. Speaking about the deaths of policemen and rangers, Yousafzai said he was disheartened about those who were martyred from both sides. Now they, the government, are saying they have cleaned Islamabad. No, you have hurt people, you have killed people. You have lost even when you have won, the PTI leader quipped. We will definitely reflect on our mistakes and make our party stand again. God willing, we will struggle again, Yousafzai said, urging workers to be united. Data services restored, routes reopened. Meanwhile, data services, after remaining suspended for 4 days, were restored in various areas of Islamabad, including Red Zone and Barnigala, as well as Rawalpindi, Dawn.com correspondents reported. The internet services were restored at 7 a.m., PTA chairman, retired, Major General Hafiz Hureyman confirmed to Dawn.com. Containers can be seen near Dichauk in Islamabad on the morning of November 27, 2024, Umar Bakr. Rangers personnel can be seen on duty in Islamabad on November 27, 2024, Umar Bakr. A Dawn.com correspondent at the site in the morning reported there was no public at Dichauk but police and other security personnel were present. According to the Associated Press of Pakistan, business activities were resuming in the federal capital, with the district administration's clean-up efforts underway. While containers blocking various roads in the city had been removed, App said, the removal of containers from Murray Road, which was sealed off for 3 days due to the protests, was in progress. All motorways were reopened for traffic, including routes between Islamabad and Lahore, the report noted. A Dawn.com correspondent also confirmed that containers were being removed from the road connecting Islamabad to Rawalpindi. Public transport and bus stations had been reopened as well, the correspondent added. PTI claims at least 8 dead in shooting at protesters. In its press release, which announced the suspension of its protest, the PTI claimed that dozens of its workers were shot at directly and killed, of which it said it had the details of 8 and listed their purported names. The PTI said it was not a military or armed party and neither does it consider itself to be willing to have its citizens slaughtered by state murderers. Highlighting that its supporters cleared all difficulties, obstacles, violence, savage barbarism to reach Dechauk but would not allow the bodies of its citizens to pile up. View this post on Instagram. According to the press release, the PTI had a long history peaceful political struggle and kept blocking the way of the government plan to pile up bodies since November 24. The party also stated the dates of previous protests since its 2022 ouster, where it said it failed each of the government's attempts to drench every peaceful protest in blood, 3 from 2022 and 4 from 2023. While calling off the protest, the PTI also reaffirmed its intention to keep struggling for Hakiki Azadi, actual freedom. The PTI paid tribute to citizens and its workers for coming to Islamabad from all across the country for the protest, as well as overseas Pakistanis who heeded its call for global protests. It further said it was immensely grateful to the residents of Islamabad and Rawalpindi for the hospitality they offered to the party convoys. The PTI also shared a photo of a list of injured persons in Federal Government Polyclinic, Islamabad on November 26 during political protest, which listed the details of 26 people with gunshot wounds and 2 others who succumbed to their injuries. The 2 men who died were aged 20 and 24 years, according to the list, while those injured were aged between 19 and 50 years and belonged to mostly KP, with a few from the federal capital. The PTI called the document a partial list of those admitted to a single hospital in Islamabad. In a separate post earlier today, the PTI said a massacre has unfolded in Pakistan at the hands of security forces. It accused the armed security forces of launching a violent assault on peaceful PTI protesters in Islamabad, firing live rounds with the intent to kill as many people as possible. It went on to compare last night's clashes to the violence in East Pakistan in 1971. The rulers have learned nothing from history and are prepared to destroy the country to cling to their illegitimate power, the post went on to say. With hundreds dead and countless injured, the interior minister's threat to kill and then the declaration of victory over slaughtered innocents is enough evidence of the regime's inhumanity. PTI called on the international community to condemn the atrocity and the erosion of democracy and humanity in Pakistan, as well as take action against it. No state firing on protesters, Info Minister Tara. On the other hand, Information Minister Ataullah Tara refuted the PTI's allegations of security forces shooting at its protesters. State-run Radio Pakistan quoted Tara as saying no firing was carried out on PTI protesters and there were no fatalities among them. During a visit to the Dechauk and Jinnah Avenue in Islamabad overnight, he said that while the protesters were dispersed, there was no state firing involved. The minister said PTI protesters had damaged public property, referring to the deserted vehicles left behind by the protesters. He criticized CM Gandapur and Bushra for fleeing after making big claims. Speaking to the media, he claimed that the PTI convoys crashed their own vehicles into each other in a hurry to flee the scene. He described the protesters as leaving behind their shoes and clothes while fleeing. The minister further said that forensics would be carried out of documents that got burned in the container being used by the PTI, implying it was done on purpose. City administration tows away a burnt truck used by the PTI during its protest, after security forces launched a raid on PTI supporters who had stormed the capital a day ago, in Islamabad on November 27, 2024, Umar Bakar. The interior minister was constantly monitoring. That the right time would come and then we would deal with them, Tara said, asserting that the government did not want bloodshed. Taking a jibe at Imran terming the protest a final call, Tara dismissed it as nothing more than a missed call, the app reported. In a separate televised statement, echoing Naqvi's stance from yesterday, asserted that there were no concessions and no talks under any circumstances with the PTI. HRCP calls for political introspection. Amid the tense political atmosphere, the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, HRCP, called for political introspection, demanding that the government and the PTI enter a purposeful political dialogue. HRCP demands that the government and the opposition, the PTI, immediately enter a purposeful political dialogue, both on the floor of the House and between different political parties, it said in a statement. It is high time that they agree on a peaceful way forward instead of whipping up the emotions of their respective political workers and bringing the country to a standstill, particularly in Islamabad and Punjab, violating others' freedom of movement and livelihood in the process, the group stressed. HRCP called for political introspection for all sides, saying it was deeply disturbing that the loss of life in protests and rallies has been of little concern for any of our political actors. Whether law enforcers or political workers, any casualty must be unacceptable for all, it stated, adding that the group shared the grief of those who lost family members in violent protests and through the unwarranted use of force by the authorities. Michael Kugelman, South Asia Institute Director at the Wilson Center, said on X that Pakistan's protests had no winners. Anger towards the establishment has increased over the crackdown, he said, while at the same time, PTI was forced to retreat. Pakistan on the whole is burdened by a worsening confrontation that distracts from economic and security crises, Kugelman highlighted. The analyst, in a separate post, pointed out a problematic disconnect between Imran and the rest of the PTI leadership. Imran Khan mobilized and galvanized. He said, "Fight to the end." And then PTI's other leaders angered the base for not showing up or abandoning the cause, he noted. Today the gulf between Khan and the rest of the PTI leadership came into sharp relief. Road to protest. The PTI's protest, which the government was determined to foil with force, was originally scheduled to be staged on November 24. However, the party's convoys took a breather on Sunday night as PTI leaders said they were in no hurry to reach the federal capital for their do-or-die protest. The PTI protesters, some of them employing industrial fans to counter tear gas, crossed Islamabad's toll plaza on Monday night as the government vowed to not spare those behind a cop's death in violence of miscreants. As PTI workers from across the country attempted to defy arrests, baton charges and tear gas to participate in the agitation, around 800 PTI leaders and supporters were arrested from across Punjab as well as in and near Islamabad on Sunday. In an update, Capital Police officials told Dawn that during the ongoing protests, over 500 local PTI leaders and workers have been arrested in Islamabad. On Tuesday, the Pakistan Army was called into Islamabad to deal with miscreants, state-run Radio Pakistan reported. Shortly after, Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi said three Rangers personnel and a Punjab policeman lost their lives on Monday, in what he said was an attack by miscreants. A stalemate in reported talks between the PTI and the government had continued, with PTI chairman Barrister Gohar Ali Khan saying the government had not made any contact with the party and Naqvi similarly ruling out any negotiations with the party. The Islamabad High Court, IHC, had ruled that PTI's planned protest was unlawful and had directed the government to take all necessary measures to maintain law and order in Islamabad without disrupting public life, particularly as the Belarusian president's arrival coincided with the protest. Additional input from Reuters, AFP and Tahir Nasir,